More now on our top story, the Russia-Ukraine war. After Russian troops crossed the border into northeastern Ukraine last week, President Vladimir Putin has said there are no plans to capture the country's second city, Kharkiv, at least for now. The Russian leader said his forces were advancing in order to protect the Russian border region. This is how the battlefield currently looks, according to UK military intelligence. The red areas there are Russian occupied, with the arrows showing likely points of Russian attack. The recent focus of attention is here, in the northeast, near Kharkiv, where fierce fighting has been taking place. Now, the yellow represents new gains claimed by Russia. Our defence correspondent Jonathan Beale sent this special report from the front line.
Near the village of Lipsy, the Russians are closing in. The fire from a recent rocket attack near a Ukrainian position. We're told to immediately head to a bunker. Taking shelter, recently arrived Ukrainian reinforcements. A week ago, they were fighting elsewhere on the front. Andriy tells me the situation is dynamic and tense. From a drone feed, they're nervously watching and waiting for another attack. He says it's time to leave. They've just spotted enemy forces advancing.
This is where they're directing artillery fire. They're telling us to get out. They've said this area is under threat and we're going to go.
At a field hospital further from the front, medics are treating Viktor. He's lost his fingers in a mortar explosion. He says he and his men were fending off wave after wave of Russian attacks. They were outnumbered and also outgunned.
They have everything, whatever they want, and we have nothing to fight with, but we do what we can.
Ukraine's been starved of ammunition, but President Zelensky says the shortage is now being addressed. At an artillery line outside the town of Vovchansk, they've just received another batch of shells for their old Soviet-era gun.
Ukraine is just about holding the front here in the Kharkiv region, while the Russians have launched this fresh assault. But only by pulling units like this from elsewhere on the front, in places where the Russians have been advancing. These guys have just been given a new target.
But they're frustrated too, that the Russians were so easily able to cross the border.
We could have built some kind of fortifications and lost less human lives, fewer villages. Now we'll have to fight for it again. We'll need to use more resources. We could have used logs and concrete. Now we'll have to use shells and people to take this land back.
Kharkiv was fortified, but these defences were built well away from the border, beyond the range of Russian artillery. Too far to make a difference. Further east, where the Russians are also gaining ground, Ukraine is building more defences. A recognition it may have to pull back here too. But digging so close to Russian lines is dangerous and difficult, as we're about to find out. No,
Johnny! Get down.
We're told to take cover. As a Russian-armed drone hovers right above us, scanning for potential targets. There's palpable relief when it passes. This is a war in which it's getting harder to hide, where the enemy's watching your every move.
Yeah, let's go.
Jonathan Beale, BBC News, Kharkiv.